This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. In Madhya Pradesh, a state-level cooperative conference is being organized today under the International Cooperative Year. Union, Cooperation and Home Minister Amit Shah will be the chief guest of this program. Our correspondent has the details.
The state-level cooperative program organized in Bhopal will preside over by Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav. An agreement will also be signed between the National Dairy Development Board and the Madhya Pradesh Dairy Federation during the program. The vision of prosperity through cooperation in Madhya Pradesh and the efforts made toward diversification in the field of cooperation will also be showcased. Distribution of micro ATMs, Kisan credit cards and approved loan letters will also be done in the program. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana tomorrow on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. He will travel to Hisar and flag off commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects in Yamunanagar and address a gathering on the occasion. Boosting power infrastructure in the region, along with the vision of electricity reaching the last mile, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deen Bandhu Chhotu Ram Thermal Power Plant at Yamunanagar. Taking forward the vision of Gobardhan scheme, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a compressed biogas plant in Mukarrapur in Yamunanagar. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the 14.4-kilometre Rewari Bypass project worth around 1,070 crore rupees under the Bharat Mala Pariyojana. The festival of Baisakhi is being celebrated in Punjab with enthusiasm and brotherhood today. The occasion has a religious, cultural and historical value. Whilst it is religiously important, as it was on this day, the Khalsa Panth was founded. Culturally and traditionally, it is significant as a festival of the harvest. Historically, it is vital as the Jallianwala Bagh massacre also happened on this day in Amritsar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to the martyrs of Jallianwala Bagh. In a social media post, he said that the coming generations will always remember the martyrs' indomitable spirit. In another post, Prime Minister Modi extended greetings to the citizens on Baisakhi today. He said that the festival brings new hope, happiness and abundance into everyone's life. The Calcutta High Court has ordered the immediate deployment of central forces in West Bengal's Murshidabad district after the incidents of widespread violence, vandalism and arson in the areas on the Waqf Amendment Act issue. The order came after the hearing of the petition filed by the leader of the opposition in the West Bengal Assembly, Shivendu Adhikari, in the Calcutta High Court, alleging unrest in several parts of the state. A special bench of justices, Shomen Sen and Raja Boshu Chaudhary, heard the case and ordered the deployment of central forces. The court also stated that this direction should not be limited to Murshidabad district alone. Wherever similar situations arise in other districts, central forces may be deployed immediately to control the situation and restore normalcy. At least 3 people were killed in the clashes in Murshidabad and over 138 individuals have been arrested in connection with the violence. India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $10.8 billion, reaching over $676.2 billion in the week ending April the 4th. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by over $9.07 billion to over $574 billion. In the Indian Premier League T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Rajasthan Royals will host Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Jaipur from 3:30 this afternoon. In the second clash of the day, Delhi Capitals will face Mumbai Indians in Delhi. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.